Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here with Wild Child, and welcome back to my podcast. In this week's podcast episode, we are going to be discussing the newest addition to the Wild Child family, a little puppy. We're going to share a few different stories about what it's been like to live with her so far in a super tiny camper with three other dogs who aren't really the smallest. And then I'm going to, at the very, very end of this episode, share with you guys what we decided to name her. On my Facebook and my Instagram, we were doing a naming competition, and whoever whoever put down a name that we felt suited her best, we were going to choose it, and I was going to do a giveaway. And so if for some reason your name is at the end of this podcast, please, please, please reach out on Facebook or Instagram so that we can get you your giveaway prizes. So I had absolutely no intention of getting another animal. None at all, right? But I tend to see animals in need, and I'm like, oh my god, I need to go help this animal. And whether it takes weeks, months, years to rehabilitate this animal, I'll rehabilitate it, and it either becomes part of my personal family, or I will find it a home with somebody who will keep it pretty much forever. There have really only been a few horses throughout my career that I've rehomed that did not stay in the homes that I originally sold them in, but it's all good. So anyway, white women have a tendency to see an animal in need and go like, oh my god, let's help it. This animal could literally be like a fucking alligator, and it looks injured, and a white woman's like, oh my god, I have to go save the alligator, even though it could very well be the end of your life if you go to save said alligator. And that is exactly how I am in my everyday life. You know, I see an animal in need, and I'm like, is there a way that I can help the animal? And if the answer is yes, well, then I go ahead and help the animal. If the answer is no, then I go and try to find somebody else who can, right? Like, I've been a part of a fucking zebra rescue. Like, that was fascinating. I worked at a wildlife park a while back. And we had a lot of fun at this wildlife park, but, you know, we had grizzlies and jaguars and all of these animals that could quite literally kill you, yet we were just right over here loving up on them, playing around with them, you know, and that's just, like, the nature of who I am. I just see, you know, I see ones in need, and I genuinely want to help. And then I saw this cute little puppy, picked her up in my arms, and then she just fell asleep right there, and I'm like, god damn it. And so then, long story short, the puppy came home with me, and I brought her home. I was about 12-ish midnight, 1-ish in the morning, because I had just gotten off of work, and, you know, so then I just had this puppy, and trying to get her to adjust to my other dogs in the middle of the fucking night was already a challenge in itself, because they were, like, just super excited to see me in general, as they usually are when I get home. They're like, Mama, where have you been for fucking ever? And then they're like, oh my god, Mama, we love you, but what the fuck is in your damn arms? And my one dog, Cash, my healer and my service dog, he loves puppies. And so immediately he saw this puppy and got even more excited and rambunctious, to the point where I had to open up the door so he could have his zoomies outside. You know, Cash one night had a litter of puppies as well. Because my ex at the time brought home a dog who was a husky, and we were told she was fixed, and come to find out she wasn't fixed. So anyway, he had his own litter of puppies a while back, and he loved each and every one of those puppies, and eventually those puppies went off to find wonderful homes, and they're all living a great life. And so Cash just loves puppies, and it was no different with this one, and he very quickly just ditched sleeping on the bed with me so that he could sleep with his puppy. He wouldn't play with me as much because he wanted to sleep with his puppy. He's all, this puppy is mine, Mama. Now, as for Echo, Echo did not adjust to this puppy as well. Echo is my special needs dog, we'll call him. I love Echo with a burning passion, but he is special. You know, he'll beg me to go outside of the night, and then he'll sit there, look up at the stars, and that's that. You know, he used to be afraid of the dark. He used to be afraid of, like, everything. You know, and he's come a very long way, but he's just, you know, I think when I got him, he had endured quite a bit of shit, and so that is why he is the way he is. And the other thing with Echo is that he's afraid of me leaving him again and abandoning him again. Not that I intentionally abandoned him, but after my accident and I spent quite some time in the hospital, he went to go live with a friend of mine and all of her dogs because we were just trying to, like, make it easier for the people watching my animals. And so we sent him to go and live with this individual, And they had, like, a shit ton of dogs. And so now every, you know, when I came out of the hospital, he would, like, take my shoes, take my keys, take my pants. You know, he'd start to realize everything that I took with me when I left for the day. And he would steal it. And he would hide it. And so he also started to hate other dogs just because I think he started to realize that, like, when other dogs came into the mix is when mommy typically disappeared for a very lengthy amount of time. Just a pretty depressing situation overall. And so he sees this new puppy and he's like, oh my God, what the hell is this? You know, so I think there was definitely some jealousy involved. And the biggest thing with Echo, he's not aggressive at all. He's a very great, wonderful little dog. He'll just like snap, or he'll like, you know, bark, and then he'll go and run because he's afraid that, like, if he barks that this puppy's gonna come attack him. Not to mention he's kind of scared shitless of the puppy. Like, the puppy could run towards him and he's jumping up on the couch, jumping up on the table, jumping up on the bed to get rid of said puppy. Just because he's like, oh my God, mama is gonna kill me. Even though he's like way bigger than this puppy, he's still like terrified of it. Which is kind of funny, but he seems like he's slowly starting to adjust. After about a week, he's starting to realize mama ain't gonna disappear for several months, that mama's doing just fine, and that this puppy really isn't all aggressive and dangerous like he thinks she is. She's not like a monster, and I'm glad that he's finally starting to realize that, isn't barking at her as much, so that's all good things. Buster, on the other hand, my little itty-bitty chihuahua mix thingamajig, he doesn't really seem to care. He's really doesn't care about a lot of things. He came from an abusive home himself, you know, just with a lot of kids who didn't really know how to treat puppies very well. And I ended up with him because, again, you know, animal in need, let me see how I can help. And so I've had him for a couple years now, and he's kind of just, you know, he's like, oh, mom brought home another animal, mom's doing another crazy fucking thing. He's kind of used to the things that I do. And so, you know, this puppy came home and he's like, ah, here we go, another one. And I know at one point when Cash had his litter of puppies, we literally had like 16 dogs before we were able to rehome these dogs. You know, because they just weren't old enough to leave mom. And so we're like, well, shit, you know, and it was a lot all at once. And so Buster kind of, he's learned that when he's overwhelmed, he just goes and does his own thing. If he's struggling, he just, you know, but Buster really knows just how to like manage himself, and he just doesn't really care. He's used to it. The one thing that shocks me about this puppy is how quiet she is, right? So I've had one of my dogs since he was a puppy, and I've raised many puppies throughout my years, my short time on this earth, right? But I've raised quite a few puppies at this point, and most puppies, you know, they scream, they cry, and you're like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. This puppy didn't do any of that, which kind of concerned me at first, because I'm all, oh my God, girl, are you sick? Are you gonna, you know, bring all of these things to me? And she's not old enough to have her first shot yet, but I will be getting them for her in a couple weeks. Personally, she's probably too young to be separated from mom in the first place. But there's really nothing I could do. Again, her backstory is quite an interesting one. But anyway, and so she was just quiet, and she tried to get up on the bed at first. And, you know, my rule with puppies is that you're not allowed to get up on the bed until you're big enough to get up on the bed. And I do this because typically by the time they're big enough to get up on the bed, they're at least somewhat potty trained, and she is not potty trained. So I'm like, if you can't get up on the bed, I'm not bringing you up on the bed, because I don't need to be sleeping and then roll over into a pile of shit in the middle of the fucking night. And so, you know, she kind of tried to climb up on the bed, and then she kind of just settled down and went to sleep. And she's kind of been doing that just about every night. The only times where she hasn't really been quiet is like during the day. I would like close the hallway in the camper so that she would be isolated from the others, just so that they could, you know, spend more time getting to know each other as when I was there, not just, oh, here you go, figure it out, guys. And she kind of started screaming, but after about like 5-10 minutes, she shut up and was like, all right, it's nap time. Which is quite fascinating in my personal opinion. Just that she's so quiet, and she seems very healthy, but she's also very rambunctious, which is weird because she's like, she's quiet and she's petite and she's friendly and she's sweet, but she's also fucking fearless, right? Like, she'll chase Cash around like, oh my God, you're my best friend. She's actually started not like snapping at the other dogs, but she's kind of started to hold her own. Like, if Echo would snap at her, she'd snap back. And so it kind of seemed like, you know, that was a big thing with Echo. She's like, oh, snapping at her ain't gonna do anything. She's just gonna snap at me right back. You know, and she's rambunctious, you know, she'll try and climb shit, she'll try and, just do a bunch of stuff that the big dogs are doing, and she's fearless, man. Like, she was trying to climb up and down the stairs to the camper, and after, like, four tries, she did it, and, you know, she ate shit a few times, but she just kept doing it. She was like, oh my god, I got this, and the stairs aren't really big enough for, like, her to get hurt for falling off of them, but she was fearless, and she was determined to get up those steps like the other dogs. I think one of the most adorable things from having this puppy so far is that the next day after I brought her home, I went to the Dollar Tree and got all the dogs new toys as a way to say, hey guys, I brought home another dog. Here is my apology gift specifically to Echo. The others didn't really care. I just didn't want them to feel left out. And one of the toys, Cash gave her, right? Because I got him a really nice big duck and he decided that it was hers. And so he gave it to her. And now you'll see her like plodding around the camper with his duck that's bigger than she is. Like, oh my God, it's my duck. And then she sleeps with this duck and she throws this duck around as much as her little body can. And again, this duck is literally bigger than she is, but it's her favorite toy. And at the end of the day, you know, if it works, it works. And you know, Cash thinks he's got his daughter now and he's like, oh my God, it's a little baby puppy. And I just think it's absolutely adorable. But this puppy also learns pretty quickly. Like, she's already picking up what it's like to walk on a leash. She's already learning not to go in the pens with the horses. She's already starting to get into potty training too. Like, she's starting to ask to go outside. She uses the piddle pads all the time. She like rarely misses anymore. But again, she'll start asking to go outside. The only issue is that she can't hold her bladder as long as the other dogs. And so, like, she'll ask. And, like, if I'm not there or, like, if I'm not realizing that she's asking to go outside, then she'll just go on a piddle pad. Which is great, though, because it's kind of, like, a lot less cleanup when, like, I know exactly that she's going to go on them, which is nice. And she really hasn't had a lot of accidents aside from that. But, man, she's a fucking intelligent dog. And now for the moment that you guys have all been waiting for, what we decided to name this beautiful, precious gem of a pup. And so I had somebody, their name was Jenna. I will be reaching out to you, and I'll also be making a formal post on Facebook, Instagram as well. But this individual was like, well, what if you named her Zoe? And what this individual was not aware of is that Zoe was the name I had picked out for my child. And to those of you who don't know, I got knocked up at 16. It was a very complicated situation that you can read about more in my book, Beneath the Surface, a Memoir. But I got knocked up at 16, and due to the fact that I was homeless and trying to take care of my horses and also heavy into addiction at the time, I felt it was best to get an abortion, just because I knew that I would not be capable of raising this child at the time in my life. And on top of that, I didn't really want to put it up for adoption because there are already so many kids in the system. And the last thing I wanted was for this child to end up in the system as well. And so for the safety of this child, I felt it was best to get an abortion. However, I did hold on to it before deciding to do the abortion for, you know, I waited a few weeks before making an actual decision. And within that time, I decided that if it was a girl, I was going to name it Zoe. And so again, this individual didn't know that. They're just like, oh, what about Zoe? It's such a cute name. And, knowing how, you know, that name has had some meaning for me, I thought it would be, a really great memorial, to the child that I had that never quite made it to term. But anyway, and so that is what we have decided to name her. I'm going to be reaching out to Ms. Jenna. I will be giving you the giveaway prizes, and I'll message you. We'll get your info, and I'll get those sent in the mail for y'all. So with that being said, I hope you all enjoyed this podcast episode. Definitely check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, our podcast, obviously, which is available wherever you listen to podcasts. And then stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and I will see y'all next time.